Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the State Department's website, and it has Kerry speaking live, they're saying, but CNN says they have a live feed minutes after. There's no Kerry. Show the State Department site, and then let's flip over to CNN to show people what we're talking about. Oh, he finally came out. So how much? Well, that's the State Department site. Then you flip over to CNN, and it's not there. So they say Kerry's about to speak, but he just came out like 3 minutes ago and started speaking. And then that just shows how delayed it is. That is bizarre. That, man, I tell you, CNN is so jacked. I mean, they are so manipulative. Wow. We're going to continue here to try to figure out exactly what's happening. Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, the editor over there, military man, a great political mind in my view. That's why we have him joining us. I agree with you. I think they'll probably do some really small thing to save face and say, see, we did something. And then ramp it up, because that's the drumbeat. We've got to do something. We've got to do something. Hundreds of thousands are dying, never pointing out the globalists started this. But the collapse of confidence in them, Brzezinski's back out again this week saying this. He said the alternative media is the cause of this and that they're losing control. He's hitting the panic button to the CFR. What does that signify?
Well, they're going to have to manage this because the wave of opposition is growing. That's why they're going to have to come out with some manufactured false information to justify this, to get the people back on board. The longer they delay, the worse it's going to be. Before I get on this plane, let me just get in this very important point, though. I think Glenn Beck is wrong. This is not going to run into World War III. Russia's giving every sign. Lavrov said, we are not going to attack anyone, meaning we're not going to war. Green light to the U.S. to kick Assad out. They're posturing, appearing to make a play. But if they wanted to stop the U.S. from going in or Israel, they just have to simply put two fighter squadrons into the Syrian air bases and they wouldn't touch them. And they're not doing that. Shows Russia's not serious about defending Syria. Russia and China are not ready to go to war. This may well and very probably will turn in the big Middle East war that I've been predicting. Because if Assad is forced to retaliate with everything he's got, Iran will join him. Then Israel gets and U.S. gets to attack Iran without having to provoke it with a first strike as Israel was planning to do.
Which you said they've always been trying to sucker them into this. But how can they morally attack countries and then they defend themselves and sell wider wars? I guess this is just a total position where America becomes the bad guy.
Well, this is a total propaganda blitz. I was cringing on when I listened to NPR yesterday. Mara Liston just lied through her teeth, said Obama's got himself into a box. He's put a red line down. He let Syria attack with chemical weapons earlier this year, and he did it again. I mean, she lied both times. The UN has cleared Syria on the first attack and said it was the rebels. I mean, to do a bald-faced lie like that is just incredible.
Amazing. We've only got a minute left, Joel. I'll let you get on that plane. If there is a limited strike, when do you expect it to take place? Saturday or Sunday after the UN inspectors are pulled?
Well, you know, even that is a little bit chancy now because of the fact that everybody's demanding in Congress that you wait for the UN. Obama may be forced to wait. And so I would give it only a 50-50 chance, but if it's going to happen, it's going to happen probably Sunday or Monday. Try to clear out. Could go into Tuesday if they want it over with before the Wednesday summit starts.
Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, thank you so much for spending time with us. In closing, does this signal a major reversal, though, of the globalist element of the New World Order?
No, just something that they've got to manage, not a reversal. They're really powerful.
Okay, so it's something they've got to manage. All right, we'll talk to you very soon. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with a ton of news. Your phone calls. Ron Paul has come out and says he thinks the Syrian attack with the nerve gas is a false flag and more. Straight ahead, we are the true free press broadcasting worldwide. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, one big sign that you're living in an authoritarian country is if you have government involved in domestic propaganda, government involved funding, private media, and private media basically becomes covert state-run media. Just having state-run media is a really bad sign, but when it's covert state-run media, where there's supposedly groups that are independent but they're not, you know you're in trouble. And CNN, because I've been there multiple times over the years, different parts of the country, but mainly in New York, and other cable networks are moving towards having nothing live, basically. And more than 10 minutes before Kerry went out on CNN, and we have both the feeds, more than 10 minutes before, they were saying live. They had live on the screen, showing the reporter sitting there, waiting for him to come out and speak at the State Department. He was on the State Department website streaming live. It said live, and I said, this must be a mistake. Same blue tie, same speech. We have it. Let's go to the feed of him 10 minutes separate. So if you're watching on TV right now, we have Kerry up in the left-hand top corner at the State Department feed, and you have him on CNN 10 minutes separate. Can we fade them both up with both feeds so they can hear him talking over himself?
Not a scratch. Not a travel. Not a cut. We saw rows of dead, lined up in burial tracts, the white linen, unstained by a single drop of blood.
This is State Department.
Instead of being tucked safely in their beds at home,
we are the United States of America.
We are the country that has tried, not always successfully.
Okay, now let's go to the CNN fade.
Mossad's gas and surrounded by parents and grandparents who had suffered the same fate. The United States government now knows that at least 1,429 Syrians were killed in this attack, including at least 426 children. Even the first responders, the doctors, nurses, and medics.
Fade that down for a minute. So John Kerry is 10 minutes separated, not 30 seconds or a minute or whatever, not the internet lagging. You would think the internet would be behind. Okay, no, this is 10-minute separation. That's what they're doing now to make sure nothing goes out that they don't want out, showing that there's actually concern in the power structure that Kerry may say something they don't want put out there and that there's different competing factions. And I was told that by insiders earlier in the week, and it was Dr. Corsi that also on the show talked about seeing his speech and that it appeared he'd had his wings clipped. And Corsi has amazing sources. So I'm telling you, when they delay the Secretary of State, because in media, you want to have the feed live, the first feed. They always carry cabinet head speeches live. The president's speech is live. To have him delayed 10 minutes on CNN is unbelievable, and something is going on here. And by the way, I have seen myself live multiple times, but I've seen the tapes of it on YouTube many times, where on C-SPAN, if someone goes, I'm bringing up classified info, the FEMA camps, well, you know there's $3 trillion missing from the Pentagon, and we've been told not to, it'll literally, they will cut the feed, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they have the EAS alert system, which they now admit controls all radio, all TV, all internet. They're forcing Obama text onto my dad's cell phone, onto my cell phone, into my dad's email. He didn't sign up for it. Local government's doing it, scaring people, turning their phones on at 3 a.m. in L.A. to give them alerts. This is the Big Brother control system. And I've got my reporters over there writing notes on what he's saying. A transcript will be out soon. But basically, they're getting ready to bring out another fake dossier. That's what they're publishing, with the exact number of dead, all their cooked-up witnesses to say what happened. And it looks like they may go ahead with a limited bombardment. That's what it's leaning towards, with cruise missiles of Assad as a political diversion from NSA gate, IRS gate, persecution of the Tea Party gate, persecution of the pro-life group gate, telling them what to pray and they can't protest for babies. That's mainstream news. Fast and Furious, Benghazi, all the Solyndra energy scams, all the incredible corruption, the White House trying to start race wars, all these scandals, his imploding approval ratings, the fact that Obama shipped the jobs to China using taxpayer money to pay for it, the fact they're shutting down our power plants, the fact that Obamacare raises taxes on people. It was $30,000 or more. Now it's $20,000 or more, and increases the prices, doubling, and on and on and on. They need this political diversion. And we've got the Secretary of State here. You know, fade him up, and I'll talk over him with his baloney pieces. Let's go to the State Department piece where he's...
Just longing for peace does not necessarily bring it about. And history would judge us all extraordinarily harshly if we turned a blind eye to a dictator's wanton use of weapons of mass destruction.
See, now Assad did it.
Against all warnings, against all common understanding of decency. These things we do know. We also know that we have a president who does what he says that he will do.
Oh, really?
And he has said very clearly that whatever decision he makes in Syria, it will bear no resemblance to Afghanistan, Iraq, or even Libya.
That means it will.
It will not involve any boot boots on the ground.
All he does is lie.
It will not be open-ended, and it will not assume responsibility for a civil war that is already well underway.
There's already commandos in the country for 2 years.
The president has been clear. Any action that he might decide to take will be limited and tailored response to ensure...
Turn it down for a minute. The reason they faded it up is right before... He said that. He said, you know, the UN can't galvanize action. Obama will have to. So, again, when the UN won't do what they want because of the Russia-China vetoes, then they flip back and say, well, we'll do it. And then Congress says, no, you got to come to us to do it. And they say, well, we don't need you either. I mean, why do we need anything then if we have Obama? I mean, he can just make all the decisions. That's what I'm telling you. This transformation is about the executive, not even Obama, but the executive becoming a dictatorship, becoming dictatorial. That's what dictatorship means. They do what they want without checks and balances. Now, let's go back to 10 minutes earlier. Let's go back to CNN, where they're 10 minutes earlier because they're delaying it. Here it is.
We're a thug and a murderer. Like Bashar al-Assad can gas thousands of his own people.
We can go back to the future here.
Even after the United States and our allies said no, and then the world does nothing about it, there will be no end to the test of our resolve and the dangers that will flow from those others who believe that they can do as they will. This matters also.
Oh, hold on. He just walked off. Go back to the State Department.
Borders.
Go back to the State Department. He's just walked away. Look, all the reporters are leaving. Look, the State Department video just closed, and now let's time it. Let's time it from 12:16. It's 35 now, but it was about 12:16:20 when the doors closed. 12:16:20. Let's go back to CNN now and see how long they had it delayed. Let's go back to CNN.
Team was stopped from those weapons, current or future use, or will they remember that the world stood aside and created impunity? So our concern
now,
is
if we
not
let
just
you do this, you have impunity.
About some far off land,
Hitler,
oceans away.
This is Hitler type stuff.
That's
by
not
the way.
What this is about. Our concern with the cause of the defense of the
people. You go around attacking
Syria
a bunch of countries for no reason.
About choices.
Or you stir up rebellions in them and then invade them. That's what Hitler did all over Europe.
And our interests in the world.
In Danzig.
It is also
in Poland.
About who we are. We are the United States of America.
No, we're not. We're globalists run
the
World Order Command Base.
Tried, not all.
In Austria. And then everywhere.
They tried to honor a set of universal values around which we have organized
universal
our
values
and our aspirations.
Well, teaching five-year-olds under federal mandate
this
how
crime
to
against conscience.
How to have
this crime against humanity.
Say it on air.
This crime against the most fundamental principles of international.
You're committing a crime
against
fundamental reality.
National community. This matters to us, and it matters.
It matters to you. You've got the moral high ground.
It matters to
who we are. We've got to do this. We had to put Al Qaeda in there 2.5 years ago. We had to do this. We're the good guys
here. If nothing is done, it matters if the world.
Oh, that's enough fading down. Well, wait a minute. He has done something. 2.5 years, they've injected al-Qaeda. They've killed hundreds of thousands of people. They've funded al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood to attack in Libya and now in Egypt to blow up all the churches. And we're fundamentally letting you get away with this. And we're sick of it, New World Order. And we know you're the prime suspect, Kerry. The State Department's running the rebels. That's come out. Just like they ran Benghazi because the Congress hasn't approved it. That's who's running it. Okay? And so he's the prime suspect. Let me show you a couple articles that are up on InfoWars.com. Rebels admit responsibility for chemical weapons attack, Associated Press award-winning journalist says on record. Militants tell AP reporter they mishandled Saudi-supplied chemical weapons causing accident. Boom. WorldNet Daily reports that they have the video of the Al-Qaeda, saying they're Al-Qaeda, loading the mortars. And they uploaded it the day it happened. They're very proud of themselves. And we've got Ron Paul up on InfoWars.com right now. Ron Paul up on InfoWars.com via StoryLink.com. That's a great site. Check that out, folks. Ron Paul, Syria chemical attack, a false flag. Boom! And when we come back, Kerry will still be speaking. CNN says live, by the way. CNN says live to their people. And we estimate it's 10 minutes behind, but we'll see. We'll see. I mean, talk about the man behind the curtain. And that's our intel, is that there's a big fight going on in the government, and the Pentagon doesn't want to do this. And the State Department's gone rogue, so CNN's all freaked out. They're mainly kind of Pentagon run, and they don't want something to go out that isn't supposed to. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Living in the Twilight Zone. One of the guys had rewound the DVR like 10 minutes to show a clip where they were saying there had been new chemical attacks, and that's why it was super delayed. It was still delayed a couple minutes, which is weird, but so it wasn't completely live, but it wasn't 10 minutes separate from it. But Chris Jordan was writing down notes, as my other reporters were, while I was talking over Kerry, and I've got my reporters in there with a transcript now doing stories on it, but there's all sorts of contradictions. Doctors Without Borders on their site is saying 300-something dead. Kerry is saying 1,400, close to 1,400, so we're going to get a story out on that. But, Chris, you had some interesting points. You wrote down some of the things he said. Tell folks about that.
Well, a couple of the things that he said, the main one was that the UN cannot bring the world to act as it should in a situation like this, so we need to act. Regardless of what the UN says. It also said, Kerry also said...
No, it said. You're right. Oh, that's proper English. Yeah. It said.
It said.
Like you're speaking of Rachel Maddow. Yeah. It said. Yeah.
It said that the UN cannot give us any information that we do not already know, even though he, again, verified the fact that we still don't know who used the chemical weapons, that we have no positive...
What else did it say?
That the U.S. makes its own decisions on its own time, regardless of what the U.N. says.
Well, simply amazing. And what do you guys make of Ron Paul coming out and saying he thinks this is a false flag over there? And then an AP reporter saying, I talked to a bunch of the rebels. They admit they're the ones doing it. WorldNet Daily 3 days ago, video of the rebels. Allah, Allah, Allah. You know, oh, Bin Laden, we love you, firing it. Death to Assad. I mean, this is insane. And now Kerry, in two different speeches this week, says, well, we don't know who did it. Well, but then today, just in the parts I saw, he goes, we know Assad did it, he's bad. But then later he says, we don't know who did it.
And that it's inconsequential.
And it's inconsequential. Well, thank you for that. It's like Rumsfeld with all of his doublespeak, but even worse. We know there are known unknowns, knowns, but we do not know those unknowns. Or however he would tongue twister the whole deal. Let's go ahead and go to this Ron Paul clip. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul, Syria chemical attack, a false flag. This is a very important story. Please retweet this, put it on your Facebook, get it out to people, because the world is waking up to this. The British Parliament, it's been over 200 years. It was 1787, I think, is what Watson said on air, since the last time the British Parliament voted down a prime minister's request for war authorization. But now he's saying, well, I don't need that then. We may still strike. And the French, I meant to ask Skousen this when he was on, Joel Skousen, why are the French warmongering like this? Why? I guess their communist leader who's been caught with, you know, Swiss bank accounts and stuff, with 100% taxes on the middle class, 100%. Those are the socialists, because they're all exempt. They're all a bunch of bureaucratic pigs. And now they want to launch a war of humanitarian action. Why don't we give them all peace prizes? Let's give the Al-Qaeda forces peace prizes that are burning down churches. I shouldn't joke about it. They probably will. Why don't they put the Nobel Peace Prize symbol on the bombs, on the cruise missiles? Because this is, you know, war is peace. Kerry even said that. He said, you know, sometimes we just can't hope for peace. We've got to do this for peace. That is war is peace, 1984. Unbelievable. Let's go to Ron Paul talking about false flags.
Well, I think getting to the truth of it, and that's what we're not getting to, because when Saddam Hussein used the gases, some of the products were bought from us, and he was still our ally. So you can't ignore that. No, I don't. I think it's a false flag. I think really, indeed. And nobody knows if indeed he was slaughtering people by the thousands, you know, with poison gas. You know, that's a different story, but that isn't the case. Matter of fact, 100,000 deaths are the case. And it's not, you know, the implication is that Assad committed 100,000 killings. There are a lot of factions out there. Why don't we ask, you know, about the Al-Qaeda? Why are we on the side of the Al-Qaeda right
now? God, I love that man.
So I think the weapons,
God,
the weapons, the weapons, the rebels want the weapons. There's a bunch of people in there.
All right, that's good.
Al-Qaeda's part of it. And this is...
Yeah, Al-Qaeda's 60% of it. And by the way, conservatively, in fact, they're even more now. Ron Paul is always conservative. The 100,000 number is over a year old last time I checked. I think some estimates are approaching 200,000 dead. And most estimates, they've got studies, we had some of them on the air a few days ago, that are being put out by independent groups, that most of it is the Al-Qaeda forces doing it. I mean, the army is fighting jihadis pouring in from all sides. They've been backing them off. And then Obama goes, if there's nerve gas, I'll attack. And then all these nerve gas attacks start. And then the jihadis are so arrogant, they shoot the video of themselves doing it. I want to get your take on this if you're in the Middle East. So I'm going to get the general phone number I should have it in here, but I'm going to give you the Genesis General phone number to call from overseas. Sometimes you can't call a toll-free number from overseas. And I'll give out the toll-free number as well. If you live in Israel, if you live in Egypt, if you live especially in Syria, surrounding areas, what's your take on it?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, for folks that like World War III and like wars, I suggest that we give Adolf Hitler a posthumous peace prize, as well as Joseph Stalin, Genghis Khan, Mao Zedong. And we can start going to our Christian churches and playing this as the children's hymns in Sunday school. Crank it up. As you go insane. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Seasons of the Abyss.
As you go insane, go insane.
invited to the White House and be around all the other plastic fake people and sit there and shake their hands, and I would feel powerful. Man, that would be, I would really be somebody then if I could just be part of the dark side. But you know what? I don't want to do that. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We have an international line that folks can call up to the GCN radio network. It is 1-651-695-7755. That's 1-651-695-7755. And I hardly ever give that number out, but for the network, that is phone lines that go into you for international. We got some new folks up there today. You can go to 651-695-5555 and just enter the country code to call the United States. Or you can call us toll-free, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 for folks that have IP phones or phone via their Skype. So again, 800-259-9231. And hey, why don't we just open our phone systems up here? We could do that because this phone system says it's turned off up here on my screen. So we'll go with our phone system. Let's turn it on. Because, again, how do I reboot that? Just so I can understand. Do I get up and reboot that phone system right there? Guys, the Comrex, what do I do? No, it's turned off. See, it says idle. If it says that, you better believe it's turned off. Don't mean to do this stuff here on air, folks. We got new folks up there running things in Genesis. They're doing a great job. We'll figure all this out in a minute. But I want to hear from everybody out there, so you can call in to the broadcast, 800-259-9231. Yeah, it's on now. Because we always have every phone line ringing, even when it's off. People are ringing nonstop. So I know if it says idle, the phone system's turned off. So there you go. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. If you're in the Middle East, I would like to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Or you can call the international line with your country code and 651-695-7755. And we will try to get you up and on the air. We'll take some calls if they come in from the Middle East. Normally, I can give out any number anywhere in the world, and people will call in from Germany, Japan, China, South Korea, South Africa, Nigeria. I can give the number out they call. So I want to hear from folks in the Middle East, specifically places like Israel, specifically places going into more of Asia, Central Asia, like Persia, Iran. But the big one is Israel or Syria. I would like to hear from you here on the broadcast today. Now, as those calls are coming in, four calls only in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to go over a few of the other headlines that are up on Infowars.com. Again, red linked at the top, Ron Paul, Syrian chemical attack, a false flag. Also, another report Paul Watson put out, a shocking story that could derail attack on Syria. Will the mainstream media ignore a story that could derail the march to war? And that is the story put out by AP reporter, talking to people on the ground, that the chemical attack was launched by the rebels. Yep, World Net Daily got the videos of it 4 days ago, folks. A child taken because dad read a gun magazine. I'm not kidding. That's actually confirmed in court documents. You can read that article, The Persecution and Purge of Gun Owners Accelerates. Individual morality is the last firewall against psychopathic takeover. Daniel Taylor wrote a great article that basically mirrors what I was saying here yesterday. So liberty minds think alike. Again, there's the article I mentioned. Rebels admit responsibility for chemical weapons attack. 25 quotes about the coming war with Syria that every American should see. Also, we have reports. Ron Paul, why are we on the side of Al-Qaeda in Syria? We already played that clip. So that is just some of the news and information. And again, we have flooded phone lines. Just keep calling till we get to you. Because other people are calling who aren't calling from the Middle East, so it's hard to get to you. We have to go through 10 callers calling in from America before we can get through to people calling from the Middle East. Please, folks, don't call if you're not in the Middle East, okay? I know we don't screen calls normally, so everybody just calls, but we're taking calls from the Middle East. And by the way, I hope that there isn't a strike this weekend, and I hope things don't get out of hand. But this is definitely a dangerous road we're going down. It's a miracle we haven't had a nuclear war, a bio war, a chemical war on a wide scale yet. And people think because it hasn't happened yet, it isn't going to happen. Let me tell you, tyranny has happened in places in China where some estimates Mao killed over 80 million people. The CIA estimates 64 million. Hitler killed tens of millions, Stalin tens of millions, Lenin tens of millions. Castro, hundreds of thousands. Pol Pot, millions. I mean, this is government's dangerous, folks. And we got a bunch of crazy people all over the world running governments because they hunger for it in command of these major systems. We're going to go to John and others that are now getting up there on the board coming up here in a few minutes. First off, drum roll, document cam, please. We just got in the September issue. So this is now the 13th issue, because the first one was September last year. The 13th Lucky Patriot issue of InfoWars magazine. And let me just say that it is absolutely stunning. And I last night I was up here at 10:30 at night, and an 18-wheeler pulled in to drop off the magazines, the 100,000 magazines plus. 18-wheeler loaded with glossy, big, juicy color print 2.0 magazines. And so I had a chance to see it, and now it's up on the shopping cart at InfoWarsStore.com. You can subscribe and get this in the next 12 issues at cost, because it's a goal to wake people up. It's basically big, glossy, colored book is what it is. Filled with factoids, globalist quotes, patriot quotes, anti-New World Order information, pro-Second Amendment, you name it. You can buy these in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost, or you can subscribe and give gift subscriptions. It's even better. Imagine your police department, your local library donating it, or your local school. If you have the funds, do it. People really pay attention now to print because it's all going out. So we've got into print. It's been very successful getting the word out. The new magazine is Thou Shalt Not Have Any Gods Above the State, and it has Obama. It has Obama on the cover as Christ, and he's actually been photographed like that. We took one of the photos of that, of him giving a speech where they implied he was Christ with his halo over him and posterized it, turning it into a Byzantine-type Christian painting. So you need to get it, and it is 60 color pages, jam-packed, absolutely jam-packed with the authoritarianism that is political correctness. And it just goes over all of it. It covers a lot of other issues as well, like the economy, the police state, the war. But we break down the persecution of the rodeo clown. It gets into just how authoritarian the whole PC agenda is. Gardasil on record is sterilizing women. The fake rights and the newspeak of the political correctness. I mean, it's just, I think this may be the best laid out, most important publication yet we've put out. I mean, it is just really, really a great magazine. It's got a big poster inside of it said, "In Government We Trust," InfoWars.com, with a stained glass window. I mean, just a great way to wake people up. So I just want to and it's got a great story about Drudge Report. General George, and it's talking about the Pentagon admitting that because of the Drudge Report, they can't lie anymore. Remember that story? Well, we added more to it and then did some fun photoshopping as Matt Drudge, as General Drudge, and it talks about the alternative media and the power of it. And we have a story here, the government is now God. It just goes into all of it, and I'm very, very proud of it. We're going to go to your calls now in Israel and Iran and many, many, many other places over there in the Middle East. So, again, we've got calls just flooding in now. And we're going to be taking those here in just a moment. Finally, when you're on InfoWarsStore.com, it supports the broadcast. That's secondary. We have the best gravity-fed filtration system with the Pro One all-in-one filter. Got the fluoride, the glyphosate, that's the Roundup, all of it. The Pro Pure, Pro One It's all there, 10% off with promo code WATER, the already lowest price out there. And I had to really go to a lot of trouble to be authorized to give it to you at this price. Because it does lower the price of it across the market. We are the biggest distributor. We sell over 70% of all ProPures on the planet. And the reason that is because we sell them so cheap. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com, side-by-side comparisons devastates the competition. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to call an order or ask any other questions. 888-253-3139. A lot of other great filtration systems as well, like the LifeStraw and other systems at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, as I said, I want to have open phones down for the balance of the broadcast, interspersed with some other economic and geopolitical and globalist news we're going to be breaking down. And also the whole immigration reform situation. But first, let's take calls till at least the bottom of the hour to get to a lot of these folks. We're going to go to John in Israel on Syria. Then we'll go to Amir in Iran. And then we'll go to Stephen in North Dakota, just was on an airbase. I want to talk about B-1s that tie into all this. Yeah, that's my word. The B-1s have been going over the Middle East. But John in Israel, what is your take on this whole situation?
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Good question. Well, I can tell you that about 60% of us don't have gas masks. I can tell you there's about a five-hour wait to get a gas mask. I personally don't have a gas mask. But I don't think I can hear you now.
No. I'm listening to you.
I'm from the U.S., actually, and I came here about 15 years ago on vacation, and I ended up staying. Great place, great beaches, great women, great food, great everything. But the people, I don't know. They're not so nervous, I would say. Not too nervous. Not overly nervous.
Well, I guess that's because Israel has been in a continual state of some form of war since it was founded. So I guess, is that why people are calm?
People are calm. Also, the newer generation, they're born just like in the States with everything. They have the malls. They have the food. They have the brand names. They're just spoiled, to tell you the truth.
So they feel like they're in a bubble.
They feel like they're in a bubble. You got that right. Some say because, you know, Hezbollah is on the side of Assad that in a way it's good because Hezbollah is against Israel. But obviously we know that the rebels obviously hate us just as much, if not more. So, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, Saudi Arabia is the big dog and they've got 80% of Islam behind them being, you know, the place of Mecca and being Sunnis. And so, yeah, Saudi Arabia wants to take out Iran, so they want to work with Israel into that position. But let me tell you, if there's a nuclear war down the road, it doesn't matter how many nukes Israel's got or how many Iran has. This is not a good idea. That's why I'm personally against it.
And thank goodness for your show. And I spread the word because of you to as many people as I can. I have a Prison Planet TV membership. I drink via Longevity product, Joel Wallach, all because of you. And we love you here. And I must say you are number one. And thank you for everything you do.
Well, thank you, sir. One last thing, sir. I mean, is the media over there saying, because some Israeli papers say the strike's Saturday, and they are pulling out the peacekeepers Saturday. I mean, what's the word there? Are people expecting a strike, a limited strike, or no strike?
People don't really know. To tell you the truth, I think the media here must be obviously state-run. I think the Israelis and the Americans must be pretty in cahoots in just about everything, you know? I don't know what to tell you. People don't know. They don't know.
You know who's going to win? It's going to be the weapons salesmen and folks and the politicians everywhere.
Real complex. You got that right, my friend.
All right. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. All right. Let's talk to Amir in Iran. He wants to talk about Syria. Amir, thanks for calling.
No problem, Alex. It's an honor to talk to you. And I just want to let you know, nobody really can call from Iran directly. I live in Austin, but I'm from Iran, and I've been there a few years ago, and I just want to let you know, I recently watched a video from YouTube, and if you have a pen to write down this and look up in YouTube and find this video, it has really good information. You already might watch that, but it's called The Truth About the Middle East.
Let me ask you a question. I have been invited many times on Press TV out of England, also in Iran. I've gone a few times, but they always call up like 30 minutes before they want me on, and that's why I can't ever do it. But I'll go on any big TV network and put out the truth. You know, I've been on Japanese, British, Russian, you name it, Canadian, you know, Chilean, Brazilian. And I've been criticized for going on Iran television. But, I mean, you're saying people can't call to the U.S. from Iran, even on IP phones?
They do call, but all the call is monitored, and especially if it goes to U.S. And I'm just saying, if you think somebody can call directly from them, basically most people would call you. They live in U.S. or different part of Europe, they can call. But from Iran, the call would be monitored, and they definitely would get in trouble by government. And that's what most calls, most cases is monitored.
Sure. Let me ask you real quick. Let me ask you a question. So an Iranian living in Austin, Texas, what do you think of this whole situation? I mean, do you think it's going to be bad?
I recently followed the news, and they in Iran, one of the military guys, he's saying, like, the one he is in the top, he's saying if U.S. attack they're going to support them, like they already supported them.
Absolutely.
News.
They're sending a lot of
people. BerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block. She just sit there.
Regardless of what you think about Assad and Hezbollah and Iran, it's not right to put Al-Qaeda in their country and destabilize the whole place and then have our media cover up the slaughter of Christians en masse. It is going to turn out bad one way or another. And what this is really all about is global domination by financial and corporate interests that want to control the entire planet. And they're not going to let any number of dead civilians stand in the way, because after all, there's too many people anyway, according to their worldview. And I run into trendies and yuppies who will even say, well, there are too many people. Well, how about you get killed then? How about your kids die? Oh, no. Is that a threat? I'll call the police. No. I'm saying, how can you be so immoral? And I'll tell you why. They're not even so much immoral. They have never lived. If someone hasn't been abused, if someone hasn't been robbed, if someone hasn't had bad things happen to them, and I'm not saying it's good to have bad things happen to you, but it's like what Nietzsche said. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. I have noticed that sheltered, coddled people become incredibly self-centered, incredibly arrogant, and incredibly bloodthirsty. And they start thinking of themselves as the establishment when you're not. But look at the establishment. They're coddled. They're insulated. They're separated from the people. I mean, oh my goodness, their security's paramount. Everybody else can just roll over and die. Well, you know what? When you build a world like that, everybody's security gets lost. Tyrants throughout history always set up systems that end up destroying them or their children. So the globalists are their own worst enemy, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go to your phone calls. We've got a bunch of callers calling in. It's open phones now. We took some foreign calls. 800-259-9231. And we'll go to your calls. James, we have other callers saying this. I want to talk about B-2 bombers left Missouri yesterday. One was leaving Montana last week and crashed as well. I have that story here. So, yeah, they're moving those around, which that's the type of thing you'd use against the Russians. What is your take on this, sir? And tell folks about those bombers leaving.
I live in town of Belton, probably kind of about 3 miles from Whiteman Air Force Base. I'm a physician and have a practice near there. And about 6 p.m. Central Time yesterday, I don't know how many planes would be in a squadron, but we see them flying around all the time practicing, and usually there's two bombers at the most when they're practicing, but at least five bombers left yesterday heading east. And then my wife called me this morning when I was doing rounds and said that she, because it's an unmistakable engine sound that they have, and there appeared that there was several more that left this early this morning. There hasn't been any reports of anything on the news that I've heard as of yet, but there was at least five. I've never seen that happen.
I was called by a family friend I've known in West Texas where some are stationed. He said they left last week in the early morning at about 5 a.m. and woke him up. Some others stationed out west left last week, and one crashed because these things are falling apart. They were crashing back in the 80s when they first came out. They're a great weapon system when they actually work, but I don't want to get into the whole history of the B-1 bomber, but it's very interesting, the large bat-wing fighter, medium-range bomber. And it's made for delivering nuclear payloads, obviously. And the fact that they're all going east, this is pretty serious. What do you think's going on? Total mobilization?
Since he's going in alone, he's more likely moving the bombers out there since we're not having help from the UK. And it makes more sense that they would be moving these bombers into position to do whatever they need to do.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Not right. Something's not right about this.
Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
Gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.